Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the efforts of Dr. Brett Carver, Regents Professor and Wheat Genetics Chair of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Carver is emphatic when he says he wants to improve the economic well-being of hard row winter wheat producers.
My wheat breeding philosophy is, let's produce something again that the farmer can have a livelihood with, number one, but also be responsive to consumer preferences.
Dr. Carver says producing more bushels is job one in helping that farmer succeed.
It has to be able to yield. Farmers need that. They need to be yield competitive.
When it comes to the varieties already released,
I talk about yield and we want to keep moving yield up. I think high cotton is in that direction. I've already provided the data that says, okay, this is a step up from Showdown, which is really our best overall yield performer, I mean, across the board.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, nobody watching the USDA Ag Secretary selection process saw it coming, but President-elect Donald Trump has named Brooke Rollins as the country's next Secretary of Agriculture. A native of Texas, Rollins, 52 years old, is the founder and CEO of the American First Policy Institute and America First Works, which is a pair of organizations that have championed Trump's agenda. She'll take over a department with more than 100,000 people, a $213 billion budget, and more than 3,000 county offices. USDA is responsible for the country's main nutrition programs, school lunches, farm programs, and rural economic development. Rollins would also lead the Trump administration's efforts to advise the next Congress on what should be included in the new farm bill. One of the early decisions for the next agriculture secretary also will likely consist of determining how to disperse an aid package for farmers currently being crafted in Congress. On social platform X, Rollins said, "Thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to serve as the next U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. It's going to be the honor of my life to fight for America's farmers and our national agricultural communities. This is big stuff for a small town ag girl from Glen Rose, Texas. Truly the American dream at its greatest." Trump's transition team stated Brooke's commitment to support the American farmer, defense of the American food self-sufficiency, and the restoration of the agriculture-dependent America's small towns is second to none. Rollins has not offered a lot of policy about agriculture in the America First Policy Institute, but the group has campaigned against Chinese ownership of U.S. property, an issue that's drawn a lot of attention in agriculture over the past few years. A long list of Washington ag policy advisors and farm leaders had been suggested as possible picks for USDA, but she actually was not among them. Other positions are expected in the next few weeks, including deputy secretary, undersecretaries for trade, farm programs, research and nutrition, as well as directors for agencies such as the Farm Service Agency. Well, the USDA's Farm Labor Report, released on November the 20th, offers a glimpse into the future of farm expenses. The Department of Labor uses the field and livestock workers' combined wage rate reported in the November Farm Labor Report to establish most H-2A workers' minimum wage, known as the adverse effect wage rate. This year, the combined field and livestock worker wage rate nationally is $18.12, which is up about 3.2% from the 2023 release. Regional wages increased an average of 4.5%, but this reflects wide ranges of change across the country. Fruit and vegetable farmers, the largest users of H-2A, spend 38% of their farm expenses on labor, and that share will continue to grow if wages grow as they have in recent years. Rising farm worker wages are a challenge to American specialty crop producers that are competing with farmers in other countries who can hire at a fraction of the cost. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.